Welcome to Side A, a dose of our lives.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side A contains 2/3 of the sections in our show.
Empire State of Mind and Times Square.
On this side of the episode, we'll catch you up on our personal lives while diving into hip-hop culture and current events.
The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and the dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of 2 sides, 3 sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at the New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us Dose Mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's the Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm a skeleton. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Hey, what's good, everybody? Hey.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adelo. So just in case you didn't know, so.
What's good, everybody? What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614. And we are
the New York Dose.
And today, in the studio with us, we are blessed with Napoleon the Legend.
What's up? New York Dose, man. We in the building. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Okay.
Coming.
Welcome. Yes. To the Dose House.
So we're going to jump into our first section of the show. This is Empire State of Mind.
Mind. And using some New York City slang, act segment titles, Empire State of Mind is where we showcase our transparency. And during this section, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something that deadass blew our minds this week, and give some shout outs to some people who are very deserving, of course. So, you good, Ba?
You know what?
What's good?
I mean, you know, I'm good. I'm always good. big thing that I do is I compartmentalize a lot, and I have so much of a workload that I realize I started using a new tactic. So on top of just doing like all the work for the Dose and CDN and things like that every day, in order to prioritize my acting work and my writing work, because you know I'm working on that new play, I have Writer Wednesdays where that work comes first, and I have Theater Thursdays where that work comes first now. As Adeloso knows, because she tried to hit me up on Theater Thursday, like, oh, you have some Dose Mail you need to answer that. And I was like, excuse me, I'm taking care of my acting work first.
Wait, why was I like, excuse me?
She was mad tight.
You kind of look at it for 1 second.
She was like, it's time sensitive. I said, so is my work. Thank you. So that has actually been rocking pretty well. I love that I'm doing that, and those days were excellent. So it really just helps me like organize everything and make sure that I get everything done efficiently, which I love being efficient.
Wait, so now it's Thursdays and not Sundays?
Sundays are just a plus now,
because now priority, I need to know.
The priority is Theater Thursdays, yes,
okay,
and,
yes,
and Writer Wednesdays, yes.
Okay.
Because Massive started popping up on Sundays now, so it's like I need to be kind of free.
And it's
this.
Getting nice.
I know.
Out, so
it's about to be lit. And then other than that, I've been having isolated sleep paralysis episodes, which so I haven't gone through this since I was like younger. I was terrified of the mask growing up, and I used to have like nightmares about it. But then when I learned how to like lucid dream, I started being able to like wake myself up out of the nightmare whenever I wanted to. It was kind of like a power.
I don't know why I'm getting pleasure out of me imagining you being
scared because you're sick.
Because I like to see you vulnerable. You're just always, he's always like on point with shit, so I just want to see him break down.
You just want to tear me down. You see this?
Those lucid dreams are no joke.
No, they are. No,
I get
them.
I get them. So
me too. Yeah, they are intense.
And lately, like it's been super crazy lately, my dreams. But what's been happening is when I try to like wake up, I'll get caught between like reality and still there, and like I won't be able to move. And the first time it happened to me was actually when I was on tour, and the next day my partner, she was like, "Were you having a nightmare? Because you were like screaming in your sleep." And I remembered because what I was trying to get her attention because I was in the dream, and I was like, and I was like trying to move.
That's like Freddy Krueger.
I was trying to move, like no sound was coming out. I was trying to like wiggle my toe to like wake myself up.
Nah.
And it's been happening more frequently now, which is like super fucking scary.
That just means you need to drink more water.
Well, it happened after, so I, you know, looked the shit up online, and they said it happens sometimes after you're drunk, and it did happen after the night that I had my little like welcome back thing. So there was that, and then also if you have an awful sleep pattern, which I do, it'll come to you more often. But like it's been crazy, like it happened to me like twice this week, and it's terrifying. Some people do die during it, but some people do, but that's when it's in combination with a lot of other sleep problems that you have. Dang. So that's why I said that I have isolated sleep paralysis, because I don't have any other like sleeping
problems. You diagnosed
problems.
Yourself through Google.
Yes, I did. Hello. WebMD, go the fuck off. So that's me. I'm kind of good, but I need these dreams to not happen anymore. So you good, mama? What's up?
Maybe you also need to organize your sleep schedule, because that's just as important as, you know, everything else that you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
right.
I need you alive.
But
thanks.
I don't like sleep. It's the cousin of death.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I had a great week. You know, it was great. I taught a dance class to the kiddies.
Oh, okay.
It has been a long time. It's been almost like 2 years. Yeah, about 2 years that I haven't like taught dance to little kitties. My friend actually, I was subbing for her in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And it just felt great, like to be in a school and
pass
like
that knowledge
yes,
on.
Yes, and like being with the kids and like, you know, exchanging that energy with them, especially through art and dance.
Right.
So it kind of brought things to light, because, you know, that's what I studied and stuff. So I think like
arts,
I'm getting
letters.
I'm getting little signs of like
arts and letters.
Probably going back. Like, it's always like in the range, you know. And I think this is a good in
I don't know why
it goes with our theme, you know, this week. But getting back into like, you know, creating opportunities for the youth and like teaching the youth
yes.
and bringing your craft to them, because I feel like they're the only ones that are gonna just keep it going. Like
yes.
we're only here for a certain amount of time. You gotta pass it down. So it felt really good. And the girls received me well. And I was just like, okay, I can control a classroom. I forgot. Because
<Yeah.
laughs> sometimes I'm little and right. sometimes my voice, it could sound loud, but it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, I think like I was proud of myself of like commanding the room and like also still like not being strict, but still
right.
like fun and all that. And they received it well.
That's awesome.
Besides just two girls randomly crying, but that had nothing to do with me.
Good. Good.
So yeah, that felt really, really great. I think that was the highlight of my week.
Awesome.
But I did get food poisoning the other night. And I'm just like, why?
Well, you had some chino?
I had Mexican actually. And I think I jinxed myself, because it was like 12 a.m. I waited till like the last minute of the day to eat,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, let me go around the corner, you know. And I went, it looked bomb. I ate it the next morning, bad.
Damn,
so I'm still kind of recovering from that. Shout out to Vita Coco, coconut water with the nutrient and rich electrolytes, because I need it.
Good luck. What about you, Napoleon? You good?
Wow, man, every week is like feels like a lifetime. What happened this week? Well, I had a show at a Five Spot in Brooklyn.
Yes,
it was,
show.
Mr. Cheeks from The Lost Boys' birthday, and the Ryan Show. This guy had Hampton Dane's birthday, and there was like Lord Jamar in the building. There was Freeway Rick Ross, like not the rapper, the actual ex-drug dealer.
Ooh.
So like, yo, it was dope. It was lit. And
wait,
like,
there's an actual drug dealer to Rick Ross, so he took his name.
Yeah.
Did
the
he
guy
ask
Rick
permission?
No, he didn't. No, they actually, I think he sued him, but he didn't win. He went to jail for a long time, and he's like, you know, he's always speaking out on the internet. But like, I like the way he speaks because he's not glamorizing it. He just doused his element. Right. He didn't even know how to read. He said,
"Damn!"
You know, the whole time he taught himself in jail, and he's coming back trying to do positive things.
I love it.
Amazing.
So it was like a dope show at the Five Spot. Brooklyn always shows love, and Friday, hey, it was a historical day in America because one. The Mueller Report dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two, my album dropped yesterday.
Hey! you know,
that's a happy coincidence. And I had a video for the album called Da Vinci Code. So it's like a lot
going on.
Your album, whole album.
Yes, yes.
How long that took?
I've been working on it since last year. But it's like, if you check out my background, like I'm very prolific. Like I put out 10 projects last year.
Wait, what's that word?
Prolific.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yes,
I like that.
I'm productive. Like, yes, you know, I put
prolific
in work
and
I put
that
it together and I put it out. So it's like, this is like actually even this year, this is my second album I dropped this year.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
I put
congrats
out albums like people pull out singles.
Okay. Hey,
hello. You go
out here.
We, like she said, like we're not here for a long time. So it's like, I want to tell my own story.
That's right.
Everybody tell it for
take
me
control.
So that's how I do it.
I love it. Content. Hello.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, good week.
That's awesome. We're going to move over to our next segment. This is It's Lit, where we talk about anything that's currently lit in New York City. So, Napoleon, I'm going to let you think about it while Adeloso tells us what's lit
on
her perspective.
Well, D, you actually put me on to this.
Ew.
Okay, and this is Prismatica.
Yeah.
And it's an interactive art trail of 25 giant kaleidoscopes, and it's a free like art exhibit that's happening in New York, 77 Water Street to be exact, and it's open until April 21st. And the best part about it is that
it's free. Adeloso and I will actually be taking this little trip with our soon to be network family at the Lounge Podcast. Shout out to y'all.
And if any of you listeners want to come through,
hello,
let us know. Slide into our DMs. No, but for real, I'm so excited for this. We're planning to go in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think I can't wait for free, like cool stuff happening in New York, especially with the warm weather. So I can't
you know
wait.
What I want to check out next? I want to check out The Vessel, but we'll get into that next week.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So Prismatica. I like that word. The name of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's lit.
You have anything that's lit, Napoleon?
Well, man, there's a lot of things going on in New York. But all I do is like a lot of hip hop shows and concerts and stuff like that. But what's lit next week on Thursday is going to be a showcase called New York Sauce. Ulises Terrero throws this in Queens. It's like the hottest up and coming artist there. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I'm like, I'm we should be up in there.
I'm not sure it's free. Yeah, y'all should be up in there. But it's really like a who's who of like in the industry, like coming up.
How does one participate in that?
Well,
I mean, like, I'm not.
You go on Instagram, New York Sauce, New York City Sauce. My bad.
Okay,
and just hit them up. And like there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of media in there. There's a lot of artists doing their thing. It's like, it's really, and the spot is dope. I forgot the name of it, but it's in Queens. But it's like it's really dope.
Okay.
So yeah, that's lit.
I mean, usually Queens is not, you know, our area of choice. Nah,
I don't go to Queens that often.
Nah, we love every borough. We love every borough.
No,
but yo, that I like the name of that and I like the sound of that. I'm like, are you going to be there?
Well, I'm planning to come. I'm planning to go.
Are you going
to
be in the lineup?
But I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be this one or the next one because I don't know if I'm going to be available this month. I was there last month, actually.
Right.
Yeah, but I just want to shout them out because they're doing great things.
Dope? Okay, cool. All right, we should look into that, Adeloso.
Yes.
Awesome. I don't have anything that's lit, so we're going to skip over to our next section. This is Yes! This is where we give shout-outs to anyone that deserves them.
Yes.
So, Napoleon, I'm going to let you think about your shout-outs. I know,
gotcha.
You know, normally the hip-hop folk normally got a Rolodex of shout-outs.
Yes.
I'm going to start off with a shout-out to Victoria Castro.
Aye.
Mama is catching back up.
Yes,
she's on episode 56B. Westworld and the Philosophy Around It with Roberto and Mahaya. Yes. She also like 58A, which is Tap My Fucking Name On It So You Know It's Real.
Wow,
with
she went
Capital,
back.
With Capital and Devon Rodriguez. Those were the two artists that we had in the studio. And shout out, we got Capital's wife in the building right now doing crew for us. Holla, thank you very much, G.
Shout out to G.
Shout out to G.
G Love.
And shout out to the Uncelebs for subscribing to us on YouTube.
Thank you for the love.
Hey, what about you, Adeloso?
Well, you know, I just always give a shout out to all of our listeners and supporters and friends and family who just, you know, support us and just out here doing what you gotta do to survive. How about you, Napoleon?
Yo, mad shout outs. First off, I want to shout out my boy B Bash.
Hey, B Bash.
Legendary just did a video. Shout out to Daniel Perez.
Yes,
we did a video called Reckless with them. Shout out Vanessa Borhain, the best health coach out in Brooklyn. So
okay.
If you need health coach advice, Vanessa Borhain, hit her up, VB Healthy on Instagram.
VB Healthy.
VB Healthy. Brian Winston, another life coach that's awesome. And yo, everybody doing their thing out there, you know, trying to improve their life,
yes.
You know, by being creative and positive,
yes.
Not hurting anybody, not stealing from nobody.
Okay.
You know, just doing, building. Shout out to y'all.
Yo.
Love it.
I love that shout out.
Absolutely. We're going to slide over to our next section of the show. This is Times Square. Second section of the show, representing the area with the pitter-patter, chit-chatter, hustle and bustle of the city with the muscle, because can't nobody flex like during this section, we jaywalk through our segments with zero fucks given, spilling none. All the tea with that word on the street, and
okay.
Giving y'all something to obsess over besides our show, of course.
Okay.
So, first segment in this section is word on the street.
Yes, what is this?
Okay, so there's just a few things that I want to talk about, just a little bit, right? So, you know how they have like the Pokemon Go game that came out a couple of years ago that was like crazy?
Oh, everybody the...
was, like, on their phones, throwing little Pokeballs.
Was that the name of it?
Park. Yeah, Pokemon Go.
I thought it was something else.
What, like?
Pokemon...
I think it was Pokemon Go,
was
right?
Was it Pokemon Go?
Okay,
it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah. That's a Mandela effect episode right there.
Yo, for real. Them shits be so scary.
Right.
So there is a Harry Potter version called Harry Potter Wizards Unite, where like you go on your phone and you're like a little wizard, and there's like, I don't know, like calamities going on around the world, and there's like Dementors flying around, and you like find different like wizarding objects, and you can do spells.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. It's gonna be free.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it's gonna be super dope. I'm not like super into like Harry Potter, but I think that will be a dope video game. To get into.
It hasn't come out yet.
It has not come out yet. So the next thing that I want to get into, but it will come out. But the next thing that I want to get into is, damn, you heard the drama going on.
No, put me on. I seen like her apology.
Okay.
Okay, Jess Hilarious.
So
right?
Jess Hilarious, who is an Instagram like influencer and like, comedian. She's an Instagram comedian.
And actress. She's like on shows and shit.
Yep, absolutely. So she got into some trouble recently because, from what I have gathered, she was basically like boarding a flight, right? And you know, she tries to like make, she's a comedian, so mm-hmm. they try to make anything funny, right? So she's boarding on this flight, and like in front of her, there's like what she thought were Muslims, brown men with turbans on, right? So she starts saying shit like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm so scared, like, yada yada. Like, basically, you know, kind of like profiling these
yes.
men. And then like, as she's like documenting it, it kind of goes into like everybody having to like deboard the plane and then like get back on the plane. And then she's like, yeah, like I knew something was up, like this, then like blah, 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 whatever. Right. Basically just profiling these men. So she got into a lot of trouble for claims of like xenophobia and like Islamophobia and just like all
yes.
that stuff. Because those men weren't even Muslim. They were, what is it called? They were Sikhs. Yes, they were Sikhs. She got a lot of backlash. Like,
yep.
Everybody's trying to cancel her now and just like all this stuff. And
I'm telling you, I kind of knew a little bit, but even seeing the apology, I'm just like, she was reading it off her phone.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I understand like you could write shit down and whatever, but I'm like, my man's like, you're in front of a camera reading it off your phone.
Wow.
You can't even have a prompter. Like, like, I just feel like it wasn't.
You thought it was a little janky?
A little janky.
Yeah.
Like, some, I don't know.
It's yeah, just, I feel you. It felt I just half feel like, real.
I didn't see it.
Like, it felt half real for sure. Yeah.
I believe it.
And even, like, reading the comments in the shade room, you know, those people have no remorse. They were just like, I can't take anything you say serious.
Yes.
Like, if you do something that's wrong like that, can't you just, like, word it in your own way without having to read it? I know it's, like, sensitive.
Right.
Have millions of followers, but to be like, yo, I was wrong.
Right.
I was trying to joke.
Yeah.
Say a joke. It wasn't funny.
Yep.
Right.
You know,
that's it. Like, you could have, you know, authentically just said it without reading. I felt like she could have done it without reading.
And I think the reason why, so initially when she first got the backlash, she released, you know, she commented on it, and this is what she said, which is why I think what led to her having to, like, read a statement off of her phone in that apology video. Because when she first responded, she was like, if I'm scared, I'm scared. Fuck y'all. Fuck how y'all feel. Y'all mad at me because I don't side with every other black person, because I don't side with every other race. Fuck y'all. I feel how I feel. I felt threatened, and that was it. And I'm not flying there. We were evacuated, bitch. Why? Why? With no reason explained at all. No technical difficulties or nothing. Y'all gonna listen to Just With The Mess one day, because my news is real. So that's how she first responded.
Okay, and then
basically doubling down on the joke.
That's exactly it.
So then that even just proves my point even more.
How that apology was fake.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because if that was your first initial, you were not sorry, ma.
Now, you know what it is? It's like, look, and I think Desus and Moreau, like, talked about this. It's like, yo, when you rise above a certain, it's good when you have your small pocket of people.
Right.
But when you get bigger, it's like your world becomes larger, so you should be aware of other things. And if you're not, you should be like, oh, I should have known better.
Right.
And I think it's important. You can still be funny without having to go to the lowest frequency of laughter. Oh, look, he got a turban. He's different.
Yes.
He's scary. Like, you know that's wrong, man.
Yep.
Because if they did that to you, and they did that to you back in the day, it's like you would be up in an uproar. They did that to your ancestors all day. Probably now.
Yep, absolutely. So
like, and I think, like, also, like, when you're saying, like, when you get to, like, that level. Of,
yeah.
I think they also feel, like, untouchable.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, they get so much that they'd be like, oh, it doesn't matter because I have all these supporters. They're going to rock with me regardless. But that shit could drop from 1 second to the next. And I think that's what people need to realize also. And it's also, like, review your shit. Like, if you record that shit, like, review it. Like, see, get a second opinion.
Of immaturity in your circle, because even though their world is large, their circle might still be the same. It might be small.
Ooh,
and they probably think it's funny, but it's like, yo, look, like, you need to get out a little more and realize that, yo, it might not be that funny. And she's a funny person. I always liked her.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not canceling her or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Ain't that serious. But I think for her own good, more than anything, she should, like, realize what she did. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. And I love the people. I'm on your side. I don't really agree with, like, cancel culture, unless it's, like, something extreme. But, like, in this situation, right, I think the more important thing to do is to educate her on, you know, like, her mistakes, which I saw a lot of people doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were educating her on, you know, like, the difference between, you know, like, Sikhs and Muslims and you know, the actions that she caused. And I'm more for that route, you know, like, let's educate the people that, like, fuck up, instead of, like, so being so quick to just, like, cancel them, you know what I mean? And it's not because, like, I don't have a dog in her fight whatsoever, but I think that education is the important thing at the end of the day, more than, you know, like, outrage and anger. So, going from one scandal to the next.
From one J to the next J.
To the next J. So, you know, y'all all should know by now the shit that happened with Jordan Woods a little while back and, like, Khloe Kardashian and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But as of recently, there was an article that came out that was basically talking about how, like, oh, look how much good has come after that whole cheating scandal, which I want to say, I knew from the get, like, I knew that whole thing, well, I felt like it was a ploy just to give her own, like, official platform, because, like, now so many people in the world, I didn't even know who Jordan was before that, you know, like, I never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians or knew any of that
and
stuff.
I still don't, but I'm following.
Right. So it's like, so many people know who she is now. She's been getting so many, like, different endorsements deals and, like,
and
all
she's
this
she's looking great on the gram.
She's got her a haircut. Like, she really took this opportunity and flew with it.
Think they really did that?
I honestly really do.
It was planned out.
Like, honestly, Kris Jenner is she's a fucking mastermind at this shit. Like, at this point, she's like, she reminds me of the evil queen from Once Upon a Time. Like, she is just an evil mastermind. I feel like it was that as a meeting that was kind of like, all right, look, the show's about to come out again. We need ratings. Somebody in this family has to take a hit. Actually, it's going to be you, Jordan. You're not really a part of the family.
Well, yeah, she did sign. Like, I think after all that, too, they disclosed that she did sign, like, an NDA or something that she can't, like. So I'm just like, I wonder if she was. I mean, she did business with them already with Kylie. Yeah. So I wonder if they were just, like, having a meeting, like, okay, how are we going to bring you up?
I'm pretty sure.
That's like, crazy, though.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Honestly. I felt like Khloé was really, like, hurt, though.
Nah, they awesome actresses. Like, y'all don't give them enough credit. They are some actresses.
I guess they do have talent.
You know what's funny with these two conversations with Jess and Nat? It's just, like, how people are so much more in tune to what's genuine and not genuine no more. Mm. It's like our radars are so up, like, is this real or fake? Like,
yep.
I'm not feeling what that person is saying. And I think back in the day, like 5-10 years ago, you could get away with a lot more.
We were buying right. anything.
Now people watching is like, I don't know about this.
Yes.
Yeah, because the internet is exposing it all.
Yeah.
Some Tekashi trolling going on.
Oh, that ass. No, you're absolutely right about that.
You got to troll better. You got to level up on your trolling because people will call you out nowadays.
Right. Troll better.
Ooh, troll better, mo cheddar.
Hey, okay.
New slang.
Right.
Don't stay, baby.
Don't stay.
I love it. Oh, man. So, speaking of cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
TLC is hitting the road with Nelly and Flo Rida.
Okay.
What? I put parentheses why. Because I just feel like that's kind of random. Okay. Like, I still feel weird about him from all those scandals. And uh-oh. Supposedly, like, he was talking to this underage girl. Oh. But Flo Rida is like, where has he been? Like,
I don't know.
I just don't see Nelly and TLC, okay. But
yeah, I
Flo Rida and TLC. Like,
I don't know.
But get your coin, Flo Rida.
For real. I think that it's very interesting that all of these like 90s and early 2000s people are coming back up. That's what I'm excited for. You know, I love I don't know what it's called, but
the Millennium Tour.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow wasn't B2K, involved in it.
Yeah, the little B2K thing. Speaking of Bow Wow not being involved in it, I saw Bow Wow on a poster for some durags on my way over here.
Wow.
I was like, yes, get your coin.
Bow Wow.
Right, get your coin.
No, but I said the reason why I said according to Cheddar is because Cheddar, the media platform, they also, according to them, that TLC is also going to be hitting Broadway with a musical. So I think that's dope. Works of doing that. So that's pretty lit.
If Motown can have a musical, I think so can TLC. I think that's a really dope story and tragic. So yeah.
I think that would be great on Broadway. What do you think?
Me too.
Excuse me. It's TLC. You better give them the respect.
No. I think it would be great. I'm just imagining like, okay, will it be one act, two acts? Like what will happen in the first act? Can it be stretched as long for two acts? Like I don't know if I could sit through more of an hour.
Wow.
Because what am I watching?
You are watching their lives.
I've seen that on BET already.
But this is a musical.
Yeah.
So you'll get the music.
Spoiler alert.
You get.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, go on.
All it's gonna be doing is building up to don't go chasing waterfalls at the end.
Thank you.
And that's the end of the
thank
show.
Thank you.
Wow.
No, legit. Like I see it.
What if they bring Left Eye's life and all of her craziness that she went through too? I think that's very prominent.
I'm pretty sure that's gonna be a portion of it, but I mean they're not gonna burn the house down on stage. I mean,
I can't.
Well,
I can't.
There it is. So we're going to slide over to our next segment. This is Weekly Obsessions, where we talk about anything that we've been obsessing over this week. So
yes.
I'm going to let you think about it, Napoleon. I've been obsessing over this show that is in its fourth season called The Magicians.
I just don't get, like, every week.
What?
You have a new freaking show.
That's
and
right.
And I'm like, where the fuck he
Where's
has the
time?
Like, how can you sit down and Do you fast forward, like you listen to podcasts, do you fast forward through it? Like,
no, not at all.
Do you watch YouTube, like fucking...
No, the recaps?
The recaps on YouTube?
No. I'm telling you, I just said this the other day. I'm going to constantly remind people, we all have the same 24 hours. It's just how you use it. And I choose not to sleep. So that's how, you know, I get shit done. But The Magician's wonderful show. It's based on a book by, I think his name is like Lev Grossman. And it sounds exactly, it's basically like, and I don't want to say like an urban Harry Potter, but it kind of is. It's about these like kids in Brooklyn that will end up at this magic school upstate New York. And like, gods, like
it's based in Brooklyn.
Yes, yeah, based in Brooklyn. But like this shit is like real. Like some of these girls are getting like raped by like gods and like
gosh.
It's like that show is kind of like fucking real. But that's why I love it. It's
wait,
dope.
You said it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's called The Magicians. Yeah, you actually like it. And then the other show that I've been obsessing over is The Assassination of Gianni Versace, which I put Adeloso on to.
No, you did not put me on to. I saw the first two episodes.
She's so fake.
With my sister.
She claims she watched the first two episodes, but when I made her watch it again, she was like, oh, what? Oh my God. Like, she never saw it before.
No,
so.
Because you know, like, when you don't really pay attention in the first time, but then you like, then you just like, wait, did I see it?
Right.
And then you start watching it and you're just like, I did see this.
Yeah, okay.
But no, I still haven't seen the last episode, but that shit is good.
Super dope. Another project. Well, this project is directed by Ryan Murphy. Because it's part of the American Crime Story series. Mm-hmm. So he also does American Horror Story. He was also in charge of Glee, Scream Queens. I just love that man. But yeah, that's a really dope show. That the storytelling in that show.
The acting is on point.
It's amazing. Ricky Martin is in it. Penelope Cruz.
And it's, you know.
Darren Criss.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's graphic. Like, yeah. I mean, it's not that graphic. There's some like graphic scenes, but I still love that. Cause you know I'm a wuss. I don't like scary things. I don't like graphic shit. But I like the mood switch. Like it'll be like he'll just shoot someone like in the eye, but then it'll go like
to like a colorful scene.
A colorful, and then like the music is upbeat, and like so I'm just like, okay, it's not that scary.
Yo, how I was trying to make Harlem watch it. And the other night, and he couldn't, like, when it got to the assassination scene, he was like, oh, no, like, he changed the channel. I was like, oh, you pussy. I was like, I didn't know.
It's not about being pussy. It's just, right. You know, like, lucid dreaming going into that, like, that's why
that's,
I can't.
That's what influences you.
It influences nightmares. So, yeah, but it's still a good show.
Yeah. What about you, Adeloso?
Well, this is just
over?
The second week. I said it last week, and I'll say it again.
Going strong.
Yeah, going strong, because it's just, this is the only thing I've been obsessed over this week, which is Kehlani's While We Wait album. Oh, my gosh. Mm. It's just, because, you know, like, when you listen to it, whatever, when you hear an album for the first time, it's like, okay, and you listen to it that week, and then, like, as time goes by, you listen to different parts. So now I'm in like the whole getting into the lyrics. Like I'm actually Googling the lyrics singing and reading it at the same time. And I'm just like, I just loved it. Like it's an amazing project that she did. It's very R&B vibes. And yes, it's just been on repeat. So
okay. I gotta maybe sit down.
And
to
I want to create. I want to create to it. To she has so many songs I could like create dances
you
to.
Should.
So yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Napoleon? What you obsessing over?
I actually binge watched this series on Netflix. Y'all probably talked about it before, but Russian Doll.
No.
You heard about it.
I've heard of it.
It's bugged out, man. It's like it's almost like Groundhog Day, where like the story repeats itself over and over, and the person has to figure out why and what's going on. But I don't want to spoil it. But
okay,
it's a real good show. It's based out of New York, also, and the lead actress, I don't know what her name is, but she got a sense of humor that's funny.
Yeah,
and it's like you just want to keep watching because you. It's like they keep throwing things at you where you're like, you can't unravel the mystery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's dope. It's like I watched the whole season.
Okay.
So you should check it out. You'll like it.
I gotta get
Napoleon,
into that.
Can you say funny again?
Funny?
No, you have an accent.
Do I?
Yeah, you said it's funny.
Oh, well,
yeah,
so
where's it coming?
We were talking off air. Yeah, where are you from?
Yo, man, I'm from a lot of places. Like, originally, I'm from Comoros Islands in East Africa. I was born in Paris, France.
Yes.
I moved to Maryland, D.C. when I was like 4, and I live in Brooklyn.
Hey.
But I learned a lot of, like, I learned English like listening to music and watching TV, so my accent don't fit like the region where I was grew up.
No, I love it.
I love it. Well, all right, we are gonna see you guys later in the week. That's the end of our Side A episode.
Tune in later this week to catch the B-side and the completion of this episode.
Until then, stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby!
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better light. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man?
You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Estamos aquí, estamos lindo.
Pero like the fuck, miss, like, hey yo.
Bye, but like, DK.